I'd like to welcome everybody, especially the governor, to Champaign-Urbana, home of the University of Illinois.
Home of Papadel's Pizza.
There you go.
Papadel's Pizza.
I'll get to that. One of the premier universities in the country. And yes, welcome to Papadel's, one of the premier pizza places in the state of Illinois. And probably in the country.
Yes, yes.
And I'd like to welcome the governor here to sign this bill to help keep students from Illinois to stay in Illinois to go to school. And that's it.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Al Bowman from the Illinois Board of Higher Education. I'm here on behalf of Tom Cross. He is the chairperson of the Illinois Board of Higher Ed. He's also chair of the State University Retirement Board. Extremely happy to be here to be part of this announcement. We've all been concerned about out-migration for many, many years. The work of the Higher Ed Working Group, we have Senator Rose and Representative Brady here. They have focused a great deal of attention on higher ed issues, along with the governor's office and Governor Rauner. Extremely happy to see the investment in the AIM High program. It's the first statewide merit scholarship program we've had in many years. I think it'll benefit a large number of students. Illinois actually is very generous in financial aid. We have one of the largest need-based financial aid programs in the country in the MAP program. We have spent $1.7 billion on that program in the last 5 years, and it has benefited over 600,000 students. The AIM High program is another step in the right direction, and I'm very optimistic about the way forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Brady, State Representative of the 105th District. It's my pleasure to be here with the governor and my colleague over in the Senate, Senator Rose. Senator Rose and I last year started on a quest in higher education. And what we did was we began filing a series of bills that were very, very important that focused on trying to keep the best and the brightest here in Illinois. And that is truly why we're here today, because in a bipartisan support and the work that we have done with our colleagues on both sides of the aisle is the fact that we have come up with a product, legislative-wise, and that the governor has been supportive of, is going to sign here today, that focuses on the financial side of things that we continuously hear, the investments in our students. Why do students go somewhere other than Illinois? Because there's more financial potential there. There are things that draw them there, and the financial packages that they get are the incentives for them to go. And that's what we have worked on. This is a big step in the direction to keep those students here in Illinois. We have more work to do on the working group. The next focus will be on the funding side of things for these universities. But the focus has been for the last several months that all of us have worked on is keeping the students in Illinois and giving them financial incentives in which to do that and be competitive. So with that, I look forward to the governor signing the bills today and thank all of my colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, for the work that has gone into this. When no one cares who gets the credit, it's amazing when it actually gets done. Thank you.
So before I get to explaining why we're at Papadel's and not across the street at the university, let me take a brief moment to introduce myself, Chapin Rose, State Senator, 51st Senate District, two-time graduate of the University of Illinois, but still consider my hometown where I grew up, my wife and I grew up, to be Charleston and Eastern University. David Glassman, welcome. My wife's parents were both faculty members, retired now from Eastern, and my mom was retired administration there. And so the administration versus faculty fights, the truth is somewhere in between because I've heard both sides of it my entire life. But we're greatly appreciative of all the presidents here today. What the governor's going to sign and sign last week has stuff that I've been kicking around for some time. And the facts are that in the last 25-ish years, the state of Illinois has lost 50,000 students at our public four-year institutions and community colleges. 50,000 drop in demand. we've been, and as much as the press likes to talk about us being the second highest out-migrator of students, that's nothing new. Peer-reviewed studies back to the 1970s, we've been the second highest out-migrator of students in the country since the 1970s. So the question really is, why? What's happening? And by the way, when people leave, let me give you an example here, and I got to pull this out, but in a study by Eric Lichtenberger and Adam Manley called Determinants of Out-Migration and Cecily Dietrich, and by the way, Eric Lichtenberger now works for IBHE, I believe. This is before he worked there. They looked at from 2000, the year 2000, they looked at 4,781 students who left Illinois out of high school to seek higher education. And then they basically backed into the following number that's fairly staggering. The state of Illinois lost over their lifetime earning potential, just in the year 2000, of 4,781 students who left, $776,400,930 in income and sales taxes in our economy in the state. That's just one class from 2000. Imagine what it is today. Imagine what it is today. By the way, I'd be remiss. I didn't see Jenna Mitchell here. Jenna actually, who now works for Northern, Jenna actually wrote in large part with me and Representative Brady our initial bill that we filed that jump-started this conversation. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say thanks for putting up with me and all this nonsense. I also have to give Tim Kleene a word of thanks. Tim had held a panel some 2 years ago or 3 years ago now where he brought in the head of, I guess it was it Berkeley, and they discussed the funding aspects of from the National Academy of Liberal Arts and Sciences. And they talked about the funding aspects nationally of higher education. And basically all this sort of spun up, and the draft we used actually used a lot of the data, stole a lot of the data. Maybe not plagiarize is the wrong word when it comes to all you academic types, but we took a lot of that data from the National Academy of Liberal Arts and Sciences study that was you brought to our attention. So all that's a long history of how we got here, and so why are we here? Bob Monte is exactly what we want to stay in Illinois. He came to the University of Illinois from DuPage County. Which town did you grow up in? What was your high school? Oak Brook and Lombard. I won't date you. He came down here to go to the University of Illinois. He started Papadels out of his garage, out of basement, whatever it was. It's now a fraternity house. And here we are some short years later, 70 employees at Papadels. 70 employees. They were just featured on the Big Ten Network as best places to eat when you're out tailgating and all those things. WGN from Chicago just came down here to do a feature on Bob Monte and Papadels. It'll be played in the entire Chicagoland region and the whole central United States on WGN here shortly. The whole point of doing this here is we appreciate everything our educators do to educate the next generation, but if we don't keep those kids here, if we don't keep them in Illinois creating, inventing, building, growing, working, paying taxes here in Illinois, what is Illinois' future? So the goal of these bills, the ones the governor signed last week and the one he's about to sign today, is designed to be a direct shot across the bow of all these out-of-state schools that are coming in here and taking our best and our brightest, who are coming in here and out-recruiting out of our high schools, graduating senior class. We want those kids in Illinois. We want them to stay in Illinois. We want them to create in Illinois. We want them to grow their businesses in Illinois. Imagine that. What if Bob Monte was at Purdue? What if 70 employees was at Purdue right now? What if it was at Michigan State? This isn't a hypothetical, folks. This is what's happening every day when we let one of these kids leave Illinois. Go ahead. He was accepted to Purdue when he came here. But that's the point. We want them here. And so at the risk of, you know, too much pontificating, there's two crown jewels in what we're doing. And it started, frankly, with no disrespect to my presidential colleagues behind me, we kicked all them out of the room and we brought in their financial aid directors and their admissions directors. And we listened to every public university's, we listened for hours as a higher ed working group, bipartisan, three members of the House, each Republican Democrat, three members of the Senate, Republican Democrat caucuses. We listened for hours, for months. What do you need? What's happening? Why can't we keep these kids here? And to the man or to the woman, they told us two things. Our MAP program is only good for a year. When Indiana State competing against Eastern, when Iowa competing against ISU, when Stanford competing against Illinois comes in, their deal's for 4 years. That family, that parent, that student is looking, well, I got 1 year and a maybe here, or I got certainty here. Well, that's an easy decision for a parent. It's a rational decision for a parent. And the decision is not to stay in Illinois with their child. The second thing they told us is, we don't have a merit-based aid program. Nothing to keep our best and our brightest. So last week, Governor Rauner signed a bill redesigning, and I thank ISAC for their help in doing that, but redesigning the MAP program into a four-year award for those families. And today we're going to sign the AIM High program, which oddly enough somehow came out of my high school superintendent, had that on his license plate, but that's a different story for a different day. But another Charleston reference, Dave. But the AIM High is aimed at keeping our best and our brightest through a merit program. And it is applicable to all of our institutions across the state. Again, before I introduce the governor here to sign this, I'm just couldn't be more happy that whatever small part Danny and I played in kicking this thing off, it is ending in real sustainable change driven by the higher education community itself, responding to listening to them, not talking to them, listening to them. And I couldn't be more excited the governor's here to sign the second round of bills today. So with that, Governor Rauner.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we take a major step forward to create a better future for our children and our grandchildren in the state of Illinois. Nothing we do together as a community is more important than education. Nothing is more important than education. We've made historic progress in funding K-12 schools. We've made historic progress in funding early childhood education. And now we're beginning the process to set historic funding for our universities and our community colleges in the state of Illinois. You know, our community colleges and universities have suffered from inadequate funding, not just during the budget impasse the last 3 years, but for decades we've been inadequately funding and supporting our universities and our community colleges. Now, my priority as governor in the next few years have record funding, record support for our community colleges and our universities so they can take their outstanding performance and take it to a phenomenal level and be the best in the world for community colleges and universities. Let's have a round of applause for the leaders of our great institutions of higher education here. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you very much. This is an exciting day. Today, I signed two bills to help with the financial support for our universities and keeping our most talented students in state. Number one, I'm signing a bill to create the AIM High program, a merit-based scholarship program that's a 50-50 partnership between the taxpayers of the state and the institutions that the scholarships will go to so that they can have a merit-based program to keep the very best students in our state attending college with the financial support that they need based upon their outstanding academic performance. This is a great step forward, and I look forward to expanding this program in future years. The other bill that I'm signing creates a task force to better coordinate, figure out how to coordinate high schools and high school students' career interests, technical interests, major interests, and communicate that and coordinate that with our community colleges and our universities so our higher ed institutions can anticipate what's coming from the high school class, where the greatest interests are. They can customize their classes and their major interests, and we can help guide our high school students to pick a in-state institution that best fits their interests and their needs for the long run. This is a win-win for our higher education institutions and for our high school students who are looking for an outstanding career opportunity in-state in the state of Illinois, financially supported. That's what these two bills do. This is historic, great progress. I'm honored to sign these bills. I would like to especially thank Senator Chapin Rose and Representative Dan Brady, but all the members of the bipartisan higher education working group. They've been tirelessly trying to find ways to improve and support higher education in the state of Illinois. They've done an outstanding job. These two bills, along with bills I signed last week and other bills I'll be signing in the future, is a direct result of that bipartisan great work by the legislators. Let's have a round of applause for our legislators, the senator, and the representative. Thank you. And let me just finish on one final point. I ran for governor to do two things. Have a booming, competitive, free market economy, creating great careers, be one of the fastest growing economic states, economic engines in the country, in the state of Illinois. And number two, to have the best education system, cradle to career, for the citizens of our state. Those are the two priorities. That's what we're fighting to achieve. We've done it early childhood. We've done it K to 12. Now we're going to do it for higher ed and the university system. The universities have been struggling, not only in recent years, but for years. Now I want record funding in future years to support our higher ed institutions and help them transform the way that our young people are trained for the careers that are available in our economy. And I'm committed to that. We're going to get it done. I want the best universities in the world and the community colleges. They do an outstanding job. We want to support them so they can do even better. And that's what today's all about. So with that, everybody, thanks for joining. I'll sign these two good pieces of legislation. Thank you very much.